There we go. We are ready for public session recording. Public session recording has resumed.
Thank you, Martin. We are now resuming public session for the Board of Accountancy. It is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, and the time is 12:39 p.m. This meeting is being recorded, and it is being held on Zoom. So I will now take roll call again of members and guests. And so again, Joe Sullivan, Board Chair. And then I'll start with the board. Haley?
Haley Lyons, board member.
You, Stu?
Stuart Morris, board member.
Jason?
Jason Robinson, board treasurer.
Raul?
Raul Valdivia, vice chair.
Nancy?
Nancy Young Oliver, board member.
Okay, and then others present by Zoom. So, Angie?
Angie Hunt, board legal counsel.
Okay. Mr. Jackman?
Tom Jackman, IFA Nurseries, a guest.
Thank you. Ray?
Ray Johnson, chair of the board's laws and rules committee.
Thank you, Ray. Sherry?
Sherry McPherson, CEO, OSCPA. Thank you.
And then Gary?
Gary Holcomb, OSCPA.
Thank you. And then Martin? Do you want to introduce yourself and then others present in the company at the board?
Okay. Martin Piccioni, Executive Director, present at the board office by Zoom. I have two other people in the room, and I'll start with Erica.
Erica Guzman, board staff.
Amber Daniels, client agency HR manager.
Okay, and that's it for us at the board office right now.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone that I did not recognize? Okay, hearing or seeing none. So we'll go ahead and move to agenda item number 5, public comment. So is there anyone wishing to comment, first starting with any representatives from associations and then members of the public?
Terry McPherson, OSCPA. I felt like we gave a very solid report the last meeting, so we'll skip today. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry, and thank you to you and Gary for attending. Okay. Any others from the public? Okay. Not hearing any. So we'll go ahead to agenda item number 6. New business. So we'll start with 6A, the review of written comment record and oral comments received on the proposed rules. So this is meant to be informational and for discussion purposes. Martin, could you please lead us through the written comments received on our rulemaking proposal?
Thanks, Joe. Yes, I'd be happy to. We are blessed with having a solution to be able to get through this, because I was in a perfect world, you would now be looking at actually all the written comments in front of you, either on email or in a Word document. Because of the tech difficulties that the state has had this morning, I was not able to send that out. The good news is that the vast majority of comments that we received were not connected to this particular rulemaking. So there's actually only 5 emails that I'm looking at. Only one of which has a few paragraphs. The other ones are relatively short. And I will simply, because of the tech difficulties, with your permission, if you can, I need a few minutes to literally just read them to you, because you're under the ideal rules for rulemaking. You should be seeing the written comments in unedited form in front of you. And because of the tech issues, I would simply like to commence reading them and just bring them to you. It will not take very long. So the first one, and that's probably actually the one that we just got in this morning that I'll start with. So these are in no particular order. Is from L. Steiger. Some of you may recognize the gentleman because he's been around for a long time. He's a retired CPA, former QC chair, I think former board chair. So my name is Alan Steiger, and I'm a retired CPA and have been for a number of years. However, I still maintain an interest in the rules-making progress and would ask the board to consider the following comment. I believe the rule summary for 801-040-0070 is misleading and may cause some issues down the road. I believe it is misleading the capability of NASBO to perform the CPE audit steps while only being able to provide assistance to state boards in their process of auditing CPE. I was not at the September 22 board meeting and failed in trying to find the relevant sections of the meeting. I instead went to the NASBO CPA audit website. It states very specifically there and in the frequently asked questions that it can assist the State Board of Accountancy in the CPE audit process, but it appears it will not perform the CPE audit as it is left to the state boards to complete the process. From what I have read, NASBO will be able to verify CPE courses where the sponsor has provided information to NASBO or the licensee is able to do so. NASBO will not be able to verify any CPE course outside of this, but will instead act as a database to gather the licensee information for the state board to complete the process of verifying that the information meets state board standards. The major problem that I see is for state boards is with the licensee data provided by CPAs in business and industry. The needs of this group are not being met by NASBA generally, as in many times the education needed is industry specific. While I was in business and industry, I often took normal CPE and many times the same CPE, the same CPE as I had previously because it was simpler for CPE verification but did not provide any meaningful new information. I saw the same problem when I was monitoring CPE classes for the Board of Accountancy. As this group is performing the practice of public accounting but with more diverse needs, licensees frequently have to go outside the normal CPE channels to obtain the knowledge needed in their position. This is where CPE audit verification is not provided by the sponsor and justification has to be provided by the licensee. If the board thinks that NASBA will do anything other than asking the licensee to provide data and more data and more data, it will be very disappointed. I believe the rule summary should reflect the state board is still ultimately responsible for the CPE audit result. Respectfully submitted, Alan Steiger. So, Mr. Chair, that's the longest comment that we've received. I just want to very briefly let the board know that I'm not convinced, with all due respect to Al, who I know and I've talked with, that he's reading that correctly, because it is absolutely true that the board has to finish essentially any CPE audit process. NASBA just does the initial analysis and then essentially, and we'll quite frankly see this play out when we are going through the process with them right now, how the back end of that process looks like. But he's not incorrect that at the end of the day, we still need to finish the audit process. So my bottom line is, I think the board did the right thing when it basically said, let's try this out. And if it doesn't work after the audit for the first two renewal cycles, that we can change course again. But I also want to note it's not a comment on the rules text. It's a comment on the rules summary, which I'm not exactly sure what to do with on that front. So I'll leave it at that. Let's see here. So I'm going to close that email. The next one is much shorter. This is from a Nicole McClintock. Basically responding to my detailed email. Congrats on returning. I just have a few thoughts to share. I see that some of the processes for licensure are moving to NASBA. I hope that ends up being a good process because my recent experience with NASBA was not great. She then goes on to say, I'm still licensed in Oregon but live in Colorado, so needed to get my Colorado CPA license. Colorado uses NASBA to complete this process. And it was painful. It took almost a year before I got my Colorado CPA license. I submitted for my license in the fall, and it sat and sat with no progress or communication, so I followed up, and apparently I needed to resubmit some documents. I did that, then again heard nothing, and by the time it was tax season, so I did not follow up promptly. By the time I was able to follow up, the person that had been working on my application was no longer with NASBA, so my stuff was just sitting doing nothing. To say the least, it was a frustrating process. I've lived in a lot of different states, getting my license in Oregon, Colorado, Washington, and Arizona. Washington was by far the easiest state, with Oregon right behind that. I have always found the Oregon board to be extremely helpful and responsive. I've not had to interact with the board in the last year or two, so I have not noticed the turnover issues. And then she's asking a question that's no longer about our rules, so I'm going to stop reading it there. I'll simply want the board to know that we are, what the rules are proposing is, and are essentially would make final, is our shift of operations on the exam processing side, where 36 states use NASPA for that process. She's talking about an experience that is actually not directly on point with the rules, which is really a process of using NASPA as the actual license provider and issuer. And I think there's only three or four states that do that. So I just want you to keep that in mind as you kind of consider that feedback from Ms. McClintock. So we're almost halfway through. There's a comment from Brian Setzler. You'll love this one. I read the proposed rule changes, and I think they make sense. I appreciate your sharing this information. End of comment. Next one is from Keith Comcast. It simply says, I read with interest your email concerning the transitions in the Board of Accountancy and the challenges with the changing face of the accounting profession in the last decade. Since I have been retired the last 2 years, I have been somewhat out of the loop, especially relating regulatory issues, but I do have a few comments regarding the proposed changes. As I understand the current changes to rule outlined in the email, the state of Oregon is looking to contract with NASPA to administer the CPA exam, as well as the audit CPE requirements for licensees. I can talk to Ray Johnson to get more information regarding these changes, but on their face, I have no real issues. NASPA has been working with the other states on these matters, and I don't see why Oregon can't join. I don't know the number of active licensees there are now, but I assume that licensee numbers have been going down for some time, so all of this seems to make sense. I'm also interested in offering some of my time and experience to the board if you can use me, and you know, the rest is no longer pertaining to the rules. So that was from a gentleman. Actually, it's not... interesting. It says both Keith Compass and Keith Myers. He signs off as Keith Myers, so that's probably a name change there. So anyway, that's the comment from Keith. And then we have one last one from Jim Voss that basically says, appreciate your service, appreciate the personal touch to your communication. I believe the proposed changes are prudent and necessary, and I support the alignment and integration of processes with NASPA. Best regard, James Voss. So that's literally verbatim the entire comment record that we have received in writing on the rules. And so with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Joe.
Okay. Thank you, Martin. Appreciate you reading those in light of our technical difficulties, but that was very helpful. So with that, we'll go ahead and move on to item 6B, discussion of potential edits, and then a motion to adopt the final version of rules with an effective date of July 1st, 2023. We didn't receive any oral comments in the rulemaking hearing, so now we can have a discussion with the board if there's any questions from board members or proposed edits to the rules before motion to adopt. Questions, comments from the board. Not hearing or seeing anybody with any comments or potential edits. And so with that, you know, I'll ask for a motion to adopt effective July 1st, 2023, the proposed rules as drafted in the board's formal notice of rulemaking and rulemaking hearing filed May 11th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, second from Jason. Okay, any discussion? Okay, hearing none. See, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed say nay. Jason, just for clarity purposes, was that a yes or a no vote?
A yes vote from me.
Okay, thank you. It just came in a little late for me. I just wanted to clarify.
Sorry. I'm having a conversation over here.
Yeah. Okay, so hearing none opposed, any abstentions? Hearing none. Okay, motion passes. So, you know, the proposed rules have been adopted effective July 21st, 2023. So I'm directing staff to timely file the required paperwork for rules adoption with the Secretary of State, and within 10 days of that filing to file the adopted rules with the Office of Legislative Counsel. So thank you, everyone. And we'll move to item 7 now, announcements and adjournment. So we have concluded our agenda items. We will hold another special brief board meeting by Zoom on August 10th, 2023 at noon for the primary purpose of initiating rulemaking. Our next regular board meeting will be Thursday, September 28th, 2023. And with that, I declare the public meeting of the Board of Accountancy is adjourned. It is now June 21st, 2023 at 12:55 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate it a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Erica.
Yes.
Thank you, Erica.
Of course.
Oh, wait. I need to hit the...